Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kasama ko ngayon mula Brisbane, si Mr. Football, Elmer Bedia, at anak na si Lachlan Anthony Bedia o L.A. Bedia. Magandang araw sa inyo!
Magandang hapon, especially sa pagkakinig ng SBS. Thanks for having us.
Kamusta na, L.A.?
Good afternoon. I'm okay. Thank you. Thank you for having us today.
Ikaw ay nasa Bohol.
Yes, po.
Una muna sa lahat, Elmer. Nagtungo ka sa Australia nung dekada 80 bilang isang football player.
That's correct.
Naalala mo yung mga unang araw mo dito o nung una kang lumapag dito sa Australia, particular sa Brisbane?
I've been traveling overseas and pagdating ko dito sa Australia, it was like a mountain, you know, not much cold. That was back in 1986.
So,
at pagdating ko sa hapon, I had to go to the football field to play against, I think, one of the team here in Brisbane. It was very intense day.
So first time mo makalaro mga Australiano?
Yeah. Siyempre, I was shocked na malalaki. But because siguro sa experience ko of playing sa Germany with the national RPU. So confidence naman ang nagdala sa akin dito.
At saka abilidad siguro, no? Kasi
that's one of the things that you need it really.
So 1986, ang tagal na panahon na yun.
Go home 87 to play for the national team. Yeah, I go home every SEA Games. So I end up playing for the Philippine team about 7 times for the Southeast Asian Games. With luck was involved last year or this year, I think it's last year.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, so he was involved. Yeah.
Anim na anak, lahat sila lalaki.
That's true.
Dito na sila sinilang o yung iba sa Pilipinas?
They are all, ang eldest is made in the Philippines but assembled in Australia.
Assembled in Australia.
Dito na pinanganan. But the 5, we are all born here.
At ikaw, LA, ay sumunod sa yapak ng daddy mo.
Yes.
Bakit mo naisipan na, o ano yung nag-inspire sa'yo para maglaro rin ng football o soccer?
From living in Australia and knowing the background of my dad's football career, I never really got exposed to how well of a player he was until I came to the Philippines. And when I first arrived, when I was younger, where I knew how and understand how his history was, that kind of gave me the boost to, you know, follow his legacy and the impact he had with his teammates, his coaches, his fans. It was overwhelming.
You played the same team as your dad?
As under him as a coach. He was a coach.
So how was he as a coach? Did he play favorites?
No, he was a bit hard when it comes to training. So yeah, it was good to have him as a coach.
Elmer Mula, football player, nag-coach ka, hindi ba?
It's run in the blood. Once you start kicking the ball, you can't give up.
Gaano ka hirap o dali na isa sa mga kino-coach mo ay anak mo noong mga panahong yon?
Siguro madali ipakisamahan dahil every day we are at home and we talk. And because I used to having 6 kids, so madali ito turuan yung mga ibang bata para sumunod sa kung ano yung gusto ko. So I act as not only a coach but as also as their father and friend.
Parang practice ground na rin, no? Dahil puro lalaki ang anak mo.
That's correct. And the only thing when it's hard is when you go home and you start arguing about the game.
So, pag-uwi ba ng bahay, coach ka pa rin? Tinitingnan mo pa rin kung sinasabi mo pa rin, i-practice mo yung ganito mo, i-practice mo yung control mo or yung pagsipa mo?
Well, actually, when we go home, that's the time we act as a family kasi they involve their mom and, you know, women is always right.
So, si Mrs. Bedia ay football fan na rin.
Yes, the club that I'm playing here, Brisbane Olympic, is helping her to come here kasi walang tagaluto, saka malamig palagi.
So siya yung sa canteen volunteer.
Yeah, so she ended up coming here and finished her degree as a chemical engineering at UQ. So she got good opportunity here in Australia.
Ikaw, LA, pumunta ka sa Pilipinas para mag-football. If I'm not mistaken, every child's dream, every soccer player's dream as a child is to be in the Socceroos.
Yeah, well, I had that ambition once. When I was a younger player.
And how was that ambition diverted to going to the Philippines?
Just wanted to understand my roots. And, you know, growing up in Australia, we never really had our close relatives with us. So, yeah, it was a decision I made to come to the Philippines and experience life of how our family lived here.
So you played for Meralco FC and Ilocos United, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, sir.
How is it playing in the Philippines compared to you as playing here in the Olympic United and Brisbane Lions?
I got to say the quality of football compared to Australia is it's still catching up with the imports, the players coming from overseas. They've raised the bar to that standard. So the football in the national league is increasing.
Now you're coaching as well. How is it transitioning from being a player to a coach?
It's actually really good because it comes from a player knowing how the coach interacts with you as a player, then going from a coach to being that role model, that mentor to the player. It's actually prepared me to that level. So actually, it was a good transition.
Ikaw, Elmer, ano yung feeling na yung anak mo sumusunod sa yapak mo?
Well, of course, I was very happy and proud of what he's doing, especially he tried to stay there and help the Indigenous kids and my the academy, the ALBFA Academy in the Philippines, helping some of the unfortunate kids. So I'm very happy what he's doing at the moment.
Sa anim ba si LA lang ang sumunod sa yapak mo?
Well, I got another one. He was the number 5. I named him after Pele, but he ended up having a early family, so he forget about football. But I'm happy what he's doing now, you know. He give me grandkids, which is the most important thing in life.
So, meron ka mga you know? Bagong ititrain na soccer player.
Yeah. Mm. So, but he went to Philippines to trial for under 19. When he was 16.
LA, tell us about EHIP.
EHIP was created to do initiatives for Indigenous people. So we have our director, chairperson, which he works with Hmongan people in Mindoro. And we have another director, he works with the Ati tribes in Boracay and Malay. And one of our other coaches works with the Muslim community in Manila. So we work with a lot of Indigenous tribes, and you know, expose them to the benefits of football, not just football, but art, music. We do all those type of programs.
There's a few volunteer coaches that run EHIP, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
With EHIP, do you have games between teams or is it just locally done?
We had our first football initiative in 2016 called the EHIP Cup, which was beach football at Boracay with participating teams from the Ati tribe, the Hmongyang tribe, and Panay Bukidnon. And we're organizing to do the next EHIP Cup hopefully within the next year.
How does football help these children with their confidence, with their social skills?
Well, basically, it helps them their awareness, their mentality towards different situations, and it exposes them to different tribes and social interaction. So, you know, some of these kids in Pampanai Jokitna never have seen the ocean before. They were very grateful and relieved to get that chance.
So, Elmer, yung mga tinayo mo na football academy, nagsimula siya sa Pilipinas.
Yep.
Ngayon, meron na rin sa Sierra Leone?
Yes.
Paano mo binubuo itong mga to dahil nakabase ka pa rin dito sa Australia?
Well, I got these kids that I used to help them in the Philippines to play and I look after them, and now they go back to their country and we try to help them sending some soccer ball and uniform, some soccer shoes, and soon there will be one in Liberia, and hopefully one day I can go there and visit them. And it's all about helping, because without football, probably my life is not what we are now as a family in Australia.
Bilang isang team sport, maraming tinuturo yung football sa'yo, hindi ba, Elmer?
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's true.
So ano-ano yung mga mahalagang aral na napulot mo sa paglalaro ng football ng maraming taon na?
I play since I was 9 years old and I'm 58 now, and the first thing that I learned from football is your discipline, and you know how to treat equal to individuals, and probably looking after yourself.
Ikaw, LA, what did playing football teach you? What are the values that you got from playing football?
Responsibility is discipline, commitment, sacrifice the time and training and the hard work.
Playing football as a teenager, you're required to train at least 3 times a week for an hour and a half each training.
Yes, right.
And that was a big ask, being a teenager, isn't it? You miss out on a lot.
Especially with other commitments and school.
So, and social life.
Yeah. It's a big sacrifice for a teenager.
But how did it help you with your maturity and the way you handle things now?
I guess it gave me the sense of responsibility. So I had a commitment to play football. So I had the responsibility to do training that was required to play games and become a better player and person. So yeah.
Bakit football? Kasi sa Pilipinas dapat marami mga basketball, hindi ba? Parang yun yung pinasikat na laro.
Well, sa Barutak, Nuevo, where I born, we call it the football capital of the Philippines. That's we have one player in the name of Alcantara.
Paulino Alcantara.
For Barcelona. He's from our town in Iloilo. And in our town, every June, all of this first team goes to Barutak and play 1 week football. And we end up watching every day. So I end up in love with the sport. And it helps me to bring what I am now and give it back to what this sport given to me.
So nung bata ka ba, ang paborito mong football team ay ang Barcelona?
Actually, I'm a Arsenal fan. But because of Alcantara, I follow Messi. That's why we always collide with the boys, because one, he likes Manchester United, so
iba-iba pala kayong football team at iba-ibang liga ang sinusundan ninyo.
Yeah.
What was the most valuable lesson that you learned from your dad, LA?
Be humble always. My dad has a personality that is always welcoming and humble to everyone he meets.
Elmer, ano naman ang payo mo o mensahe mo para sa mga chikiting na inaasam-asam rin maging player ng ASCAL or ng Socceroo?
Just keep going, and you have to love the sport and confidence.
Maraming salamat, Elmer Bedia at LA Bedia, sa pagbahagi ninyo ng inyong kwento. At good luck sa mga susunod na mga laro.
Thank you, Maridel, especially sa SBS. And God bless and be safe from Elmer Lucknet with their football academy and families. Thank you very much.
And maybe we'll see each other in the next World Cup.
Yes, thank you. Looking forward to it.
Like, share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.